Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you again that you've called us out this carnal world into your very kingdom. And we appreciate that. Thank you, Jesus. We have passed from dedication to water baptism to being in your kingdom, part of your kingdom, part of this royal, beautiful, godly house. And we thank you, Father God, that you are just stirring us up and just taking us on into all the treasures of your heavenly home, the kingdom. Thank you. In your presence, in your joy, and in your peace, we find life, life in abundance. In Jesus' name, amen.
We read Matthew 3, verse 11 and 12 from the Message translation. I'm baptizing you here in the river, turning your old life in for a kingdom life. The real action comes next. The main character in this drama, compared to him I'm a mere stagehand, will ignite the kingdom with life within you, a fire within you, the Holy Spirit within you, changing you from inside out. He's going to clean house, make a clean sweep of your lives. He'll place everything true in its proper place before God. Everything false he'll put out with the trash to be burned.
Hallelujah. You know, I think of the wonderful prophetic word in Isaiah chapter 9, where unto us a son has been given, Jesus, and he comes as a light into this world and to bring about the joy of harvest. So wonderful to know that there's a wonderful harvest taking place, and it's been taking place since the beginning of the church age, since the beginning of the day of salvation, where man could turn from the beginnings of Christianity, beginnings of the putting on the lights, is when we look to the Lord and call on the Lord and get water baptized and then get baptized into the Holy Spirit and into the kingdom, and then the Holy Spirit in us then leads us into all that which is in Christ Jesus. It takes that which belongs to Jesus and reveals it to us, and as we hold on to it and we persevere and we live by that faith, God the Father and the Son shows himself strong, shows himself real to us, so we grow and we develop in the kingdom. So that's a beautiful fragrance. People being born again, entering into the kingdom, are the fragrance of Christ on this earth. And then there is also those that are outside. They are the stench. That's where all the carnality comes forth, in that they're children of the devil deceiving them, robbing them, lying, stealing, killing, and destroying. But praise God for Jesus that's given us the kingdom, has given us this life and life in abundance. And that's what we draw close to. And it's so beautiful. Again, the prophetic word, Isaiah 50, speaks about morning by morning, he wakens our ear to hear, so that we can be everything he made us to be. And that's living by faith. He opens up our heart to the goodness of God that is laid aside for us, our inheritance. And then he takes us on. He makes us strong in character. We start keeping our focus on the Lord. We start going through the testings. And when God shows himself strong on our behalf. And so he lights a fire. And as he says in verse 11 of Isaiah 50, unless he lights a fire, we will lie down in torment. So it's so important letting him light the fire daily, and we can go on into the image and likeness of Jesus. You know, that's character development, and that's the beauty of children of God who's coming to the kingdom. They're growing. They've been more useful. I think of that scripture that speaks about in a great house, you've got those that are of excellent use, and then those of just basic use, just for basic things. And then he speaks about the ones that are gone on for excellent use is those that that has learned to discern what is right and wrong, and then they are useful for the master. So that's the whole key, is to keeping faith, keep pushing on, add to your faith goodness, goodness, knowledge, knowledge, self-control, self-control, perseverance, perseverance, godliness, brotherly love, and agape love. Amen. So it's staying in tune, developing on schedule, and running the race together with the Lord. And you've got the, and we have then got the beautiful, the joy of experiencing the Lord in so many facets. Amen. He's come through for us in so many ways, and he's taken us on. The word says so nicely, the path of the righteous as the sun that rises, it gets brighter and brighter till full day. So keep running the race. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.